Hey, this is Brenda Brim Kruko and Terry Brim, and we welcome you to Voice of One Witness.
Hello.
Terry? Hi, Terry. Say hello.
Hi.
anyway, I'm going to kind of talk a little bit of who the rekindling the fire of the Huguenots. And Francine, who was French in our prayer group, who brought out the Huguenots, she was talking to me after prayer about it. So I when I got home that night, I got on the internet and I found an article by a man named John Hamill, H-A-M-I-L-L, Lamp Lighter Ministries. And it's called Rekindling the Fire of the Huguenots. So I sent it to Francine and she emailed me back. She says, oh yeah, me and John are very good friends. In fact, he comes to their conferences. She's a member of the End Time Handmaidens. And I'm going to read a little bit what I found out from John, and I think this is very interesting because it went right along with our prayer on Sunday. And this is John. During a recent ministry trip to New England, the Lord spoke to me. I am arising to avenge the blood of my martyrs, the Huguenots in this land. Being a descendant of the Pilgrims, I thought I was familiar with the sacrifices European settlers made to forge God's dream in the New World, but I really had no idea of the Huguenots or any influence they had on our land. After receiving this word, I did some research. Huguenots came from France to America for the same reason that the Pilgrims came from England.
Wow.
To practice their faith in freedom and to spread the gospel. In 1614, 6 years before the Pilgrims came, they established a community on St. John's River near present-day Jacksonville, Florida. It is significant that God was intent on establishing covenant communities in the northeast and southeast of what was to become the United States of America. The Huguenots settled, was wiped out in an attack from Spaniards living in Cuba who justified their massacre with religious intolerance. Quote, some of them were hanged, notes one article, quote, with the inscription, not as unto Frenchmen, but as heretics. God is gracious. He never forgets a sacrifice, an act of kindness on his behalf. And he hasn't forgotten the blood of the Huguenots spilled for the cause of Christ in this land. They were called heretics by man, but God calls them martyrs. I remember that Paul Revere was a son of a Huguenot. And the Lord showed me that there were many descendants of Huguenots who inherited the integrity of their forefathers. Praise God. So let me go on here and read a little bit more here. And he goes on about a revolutionary breakthrough. While in New England, the Lord quickened to me the following, quote, I am recommissioning the purpose of the Huguenots. My first martyrs in this land. The Huguenots were the first martyrs in the United States of America. It is though this third awakening that we talk about, that mom is on, third great awakening, cannot come to fullness without the fire of the Huguenots acknowledged and restored. Praise God. Did you have something to say, Terry?
Oh, I was just thinking about all the different nations that God has used and people to form this nation. And, you know, I read a story about one Frenchman during the Revolutionary War. He was only 19 years old. He come from a real rich family, and he didn't like the court life. He was the adventurous type. And so he bought his own boat and sailed to America. And he was such a good soldier for no pay. He said, he told the army, you do not have to pay me. And he was there at Valley Forge. And he was such a good soldier that George Washington kind of adopted him like a son. Story has it, and I got it from this book, The American Patriot's Almanac, and you can order one by calling our number at 1-800-972-3447. And story has it that he would come back and visit the people, friends of the army. And they loved him. The whole town would show up and visit this French man. And when he was about in his 70s, it was his last trip. And everybody knew it. And one old soldier came up to him and said, I was at Valley Forge. And he goes, you remember the winners there? And he said, I'll never forget them. He said, do you ever remember when it was your time to do guard? And you stumbled across a soldier laying on the ground freezing to death? And you know how they issued us one blanket, and you took your blanket and you ripped it in two and gave it to me? And he said, I'm here to give you that second half of that blanket, for I was the soldier and that saved my life. So it's that spirit, Brenda, that heritage that we come from.
Mm-hmm.
The Huguenots, you know, you see that spirit there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to rekindle that patriotism that we need in our country to rise up again of who we are. And we don't have to take a back seat to anyone.
Mm-mm.
And look to our God to avenge us and to help us in these dark days. And we're believing that it's lightening up already. I'm hearing reports of revival everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Awakening.
Awakening.
And he's awakening us to these things that he's established our nation upon. And the pilgrims, you know, they when they came, they did the same thing. They let's see if I have the exact words that they said. But he was talking about the pilgrims when they came. I don't have it right here. But it was the same thing. They said the same thing, that this become a place of God's presence.
Yes.
And so it was all through, and it was all by the inspiration of the Lord.
That reminds me, you know, the young Frenchman I was talking about that left his home at 19. And, of course, you could just hear his mom and dad, you know, we got it, you know, settled for you here. This is what you're going to do. And, of course, that wasn't his line that he used upon his mom and dad and his friends was that I believe that all the happiness or the welfare of the world, is how he put it, depend upon this America that burns inside my spirit to help him. And so God has called us from many people, from our Native American ancestry to several, you know, whole all of Europe and Africa to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know of a person left out that makes up this nation. You know, we're all here. And it makes us special. It's amazing. But I just thank God for this heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And hope my prayer is, being on this radio, that I would help awaken those pastors to bring their congregation up and those prayers.
Rekindle the fire. Yeah.
And that we're not everybody else. We're different.
Yeah. So as Mom has said so many times, and the Lord gave it to her through the Holy Spirit, one thing will save America, and is not the election.
It's awakening.
It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel on the nations, an awakening to God. And so, Terry, you talked about the American Patriots Almanac, and we have a special price for them, our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that price? Do you remember?
I believe we said we'd do it for $12.
And that is a very, very good deal. This is a hardbound book, and the papers are real nice. They're not. It's not cheap. And it's, I don't know how many pages in it, but I'm going to look real here. Let's see here.
You'll like this
book. Oh, I'd say about 400 pages.
You can use this in your daily Bible study, and it will. And the thing that I like about it is it will get you caught up on your heritage. And I think it's important that you see this, because if you don't know your heritage, you'll fall for the enemy's tricks to try to talk you out of it. But this way, it'll keep you informed. And there's one thing I wanted to ask if it'd be all right if I share, Brenda, and that was a little bit about Patrick Henry. And is that okay if I...
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Well, as you know, pre-war days, Revolutionary War, the birth of this nation, there was a lot of discussion and disagreement of whether or not we should even enter the war. You know, Patrick Henry was a member of the Virginia legislature, and it was the biggest one, and it had more influence. And I'm sure they heard talk... during that session, like, it's not that bad, guys. I mean, we'll be a form of England. Eventually we'll learn to work into their system, and we can just do business as usual. We'll have good lives, you know. We'll have the dog, we'll live the English life or whatever. Well, it was Patrick Henry's turn, and he didn't do that speech. He walked up there. They said he had the personality of a old-time prophet. And they knew him, and they knew how he was, and everything got real quiet. And he said, "Holy causes." He said, "Have you forgotten about holy causes? Pastors, I'm talking to you right now. We have a holy cause. Prayers, we have a holy cause. Citizens of America, we have a holy cause." He says, "Don't you remember what our forefathers, when they came on this beach?" He says, "Do I have to remind you? This is not the plan that I've heard." He said, let it be known that this day, that how you record and how you vote, which way we're going to go, God sees it. And in our heart, which way we're going to go. Are we going to go for God, or are we going to go for the what the world would want us to go? We have to make a decision, even as America. But I don't know about you, but for me and my family, we are going to go with God and this ministry. And he left it at that. And you know what the vote swung? Virginia said, "We'll fight. Even though we have no reason to think that we can win this war, God will take up with us because we have voted for a holy cause." And that's, you see that in Huguenots. You see that in our pilgrims that came here from England. You see that in all our different heritages, that holy cause. And we as Christians, we have that. And it's time to return to God. Our foundations are God, and the rest of us needs to return to that.
And you know, the thing about the beauty of America is there's all sorts of people.
Yes.
There's Spanish, there's French, there's English, there's Italian, there's Native American, there's African American, all kinds of people that make America. Yes. And I think of the body of Christ the same way.
Yes.
You know?
Praise the Lord.
And the beauty of it. He set this nation to be a light to the nations. And we are, our foundation is the church. It's what the ecclesia, the separated ones unto Jesus Christ. And so I see Terry being a spark to rekindle our patriotism and what this country, what God founded this nation upon, the founding fathers, the Bible, the Word of God, the Spirit of God. And we just thank you for joining us. If there's anything you want to know or write, it's Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or 1-800-972-3447. Or billybrim.org. Any of the offers that we have, we want you to, you can contact the ministry. Blessings.